Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The BBC is to review its coverage of the Gaza war after anti-Semitism controversy. The BBC Corporation announced that it will review the way it covers the war in Gaza. That was after it was revealed that some of the corporation contributors expressed anti-Semitic views. Well, it wasn't just that, was it? We had the documentary, which was effectively a Hamas propaganda documentary. We've had the appointment of an editor into a senior level of the BBC, who is very, very much anti-Israel. We've just seen the most appalling things happening at the BBC. But they have now announced that it'll review its the way it covers the war in Gaza. BBC chairman Dr. Samir Shah told The Times Radio on Saturday that the Arabic service, we are looking at it, we've been examining it. I think the whole business of how we've covered Israel-Gaza is a proper thing to examine thoroughly, which is why we're going to get hold of an independent figures to look at our coverage. Well, what does all of that mean? Because, you know, there is a very British BBC way of speaking about these things, and we might need a little bit of assistance to translate that into English. Hadar Asela is a BBC specialist, co-editor of Camera UK. Hadar, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Hi, Howard. Thank you for having me.
A great, great pleasure. So this has been a real battle to get to this point. When did the penny finally drop?
I'm not sure it has, to be perfectly
honest. Yes.
As you mentioned, there was this radio interview on Saturday with the chairman of the BBC, Samir Shah, and as you said, he said they would do a review into their BBC Arabic coverage. But I think it's worth remembering that on the 4th of March, two months ago, he said that they would be doing a review into that documentary you mentioned, BBC's Gaza, How to Survive a War Zone documentary, which was taken down. 2 months have gone by. We haven't seen anything about that review that he said they were going to do. And in September 2024, he also said that they were going to do a deep, systematic review when he was at a meeting at a House of Lords committee. So I wouldn't advise your listeners to hold their breath so far.
Okay, so is this really then just window dressing?
Sorry?
Is this window dressing then? I mean, do we not take them seriously in terms of their intention to introspect?
I think we have to wait to see results. As I say, you know, there have been lots of promises made. There have been lots of statements made. And so far, we haven't seen anything. So if they are going to do an internal review or an independent review this time around, then I think it's up to them to produce the results. Because, as I say, so far, there have been multiple declarations and nothing has actually happened. And I think another question worth asking is what exactly is an independent, or who exactly is an independent figure? Because in the past, the BBC has done various reviews of its content, and a lot of the people doing the reviewing have been BBC employees. So why is the BBC appointing an independent figure rather than Ofcom, which regulates the BBC, or the government's culture, media and sport department? I think we need to know who is going to be doing this review, if it's coming off the ground at all.
He indicated that the focus is going to be the BBC Arabic. Is that significantly more of a problem?
Yes, we have an Arabic department in our organization called Camera Arabic, and they've been monitoring BBC Arabic content not just for the last 19 months of the war, but also before that. And there are some very, very serious issues with BBC Arabic. Now, BBC Arabic is partly funded by the British taxpayer through grants that it gets from the British Foreign Office, and partly by the license fee which all British residents are obliged to pay under threat of prosecution. So this is public money, and members of the public obviously have a right to know what's being done with their money. There's a lot of problems with BBC Arabic, especially concerning the impartiality issue, which the BBC claims, of course, to be accurate and impartial. And as I say, it's not new. It's been very bad in the last 19 months, but it's not new. It's not something that's come out of nowhere.
Prior to the last 19 months, have the BBC acknowledged in the way that they're doing so now that they might have an internal problem?
They've made some statements right at the beginning of the war. Our Arabic department exposed some very, very problematic social media posts from several BBC Arabic members of staff, and they. They said they were going to do a review. They said they were going to, an internal thing. They said they were going to invite these people for training. One of them quit. We don't know exactly what's gone on because they don't, they're not open with these things and they don't make things public. But it's a long-standing problem, a very long-standing problem. And it's a problem that's actually got worse because, as I'm sure you know, Western journalists aren't in the Gaza Strip at the moment, and so the BBC is relying on local staff. Now, to be perfectly honest, anybody can say they're a journalist. You don't, you just need a smartphone these days. And a lot of the people that that the BBC has been relying on for information from inside the Gaza Strip, not only in Arabic, also in English, are actually local people on the ground. Now, anybody who is familiar with the Gaza Strip knows that there is no journalism in the Gaza Strip that isn't ultimately Hamas-controlled. So, obviously, you have a problem here.
Yeah. How does BBC fare in terms of some of the other British media publications like Sky News, for example?
Sky News has been pretty bad as well during the war, and other some other British outlets as well. But I think the difference here is that Sky News is a private organisation. The BBC
course.
Is publicly funded. And that's where the difference lies here.
I didn't think of that. And that obviously makes it very different, and it gives people a very, it gives them a different responsibility completely if they are publicly funded. Right.
I mean, since the beginning of the war, the people have been raising concerns about BBC coverage. There was at the beginning, there was that explosion at the Al-Akhli hospital, which the BBC was very, very quick to assign to Israel, even though it's been proven later that it wasn't. It was a misfired Palestinian Islamic Jihad rocket. The BBC is still, again, 18 months on, the BBC is still refusing to call that out as a short-fall missile. It's saying that it can't actually say what happened. and again, these... Everything's come to a head in the past 18 months, but these aren't new problems. These are things that have been going on in the BBC for many, many, many years.
And at least, and for many, many years, you have been fighting it. Hadar Sela, thank you for all the work you do.
Yeah, I've been monitoring since 2012, so I've got quite a bit of, of experience.
Just a little bit. Hadar Sela, BBC Specialist Coordinator of Camera UK, thank you for all of the work that you do. It is 8:56.